Jake Weimer, first ever 450 podium, and you know, I think you were one of the guys last week that you were on it. We talked about it, and now here you are on the box.
Yeah, no, last week I think I rode pretty well, just I had bad starts, but tonight I got two good starts, one in the heat race and then a good start in the main, and just tonight, like, my speed was not quite like what Dungey was doing, but I was close, and so I just tried to focus on just clicking off laps and just trying. I mean, I saw Kevin behind me pretty much the whole time. I just tried to just maintain.
Were you marking yourself off Dunge, or did he kind of get away?
I was at first, for sure. Yeah. And then once he kind of got out of sight, I would still kind of look, but for sure at the beginning, I was like, try and just pace him, get away. And I did the best I could, but it was just a little too much. And
standing up your teammate in the turn. Wow.
Bummer. I didn't even touch anybody.
You didn't touch him, but you know, hey, whatever, racing, it's racing. You didn't touch him, no. Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah, that was good.
I'm just asking.
And you know, you were kind of on it all day with your practice times and everything. Was it the track or was it, you know, did you just feel just really good with the track and the bike and everything?
I mean, no. I mean, I did feel good today. I felt pretty good, but I don't know that it was just like, oh my God, I love the track. Okay, I was just in love with it, but felt like I had rode decent. All, like, practice wasn't too bad, and then in the heat, you know, I put myself up there, gave myself a chance to do well, and was able to pull that off, and same in the main. I mean, it's just preparation. I mean, I've been working a long time to get back up there. And
I haven't seen the lap times yet, but I'd be very shocked if yours dropped by very much. You and Dunge seemed like you guys were really steady.
Yeah, I think I was – someone was, like, not reading off, like, point, da-da-da, mm-hmm. but someone was reading a rat tray. 52. So I think I must have been pretty consistent.
Yeah. How's it feel? I mean, how's this feel? I mean, you're on the podium, like, big time, big deal.
Yeah, it feels better than what I probably can really even explain. I mean, starting clear back from summer of 2010 with the back injury, then the arm and coming back and struggling, and I mean, I didn't know if I'd ever stand up there again. So, I mean, I worked hard during, you know, the off season, and I tested a lot, and I gave it 100%. So it feels good.
You made some good bonus money too.
Yeah.
You know, you cost Kenny Watson some money tonight.
Good.
$1,000 to Steve Cox.
Good.
Okay. You happy with that?
Yeah, I'm happy with that. He's probably not. Well, I'm happier than he is, I'm sure. But
right on. Well, hey, man, good job. Congratulations. I think everybody's kind of happy for you. And now the pressure's on. You got to do it again.
I'm ready.